Welcome to Natural Recovery from Suffering. This is Scott Killaby. Think of all the benefits that we get from procrastinating. You may not look at it that way, but when you do this work, you see that everything, all of our suffering comes from the need to stay safe and get love. And we're actually just taking care of ourselves in every moment. Our addictions are there to soothe emotions that we don't feel safe to feel and express. And procrastination does a very similar thing. Driven by trauma, emotional repression, we stay safe. That's the main benefit. A need gets met from childhood by procrastinating. We're safe from the emotions that we had to bury since childhood. And we also get love from it. Those are the two big things that we get. How do we get love from procrastinating? By procrastinating, we don't follow through on certain things that if we did, we would have to feel and express certain things. We have to be authentic to truly move through those things or accomplish those things, finish those projects. And that threatens our identity of I'm not good enough or I'm unlovable that we've always had since childhood. And that's how we've gotten, you know, what's how we've survived as a separate self, by believing these things about ourselves. So we say, because it's not true survival, it's emotional and psychological, but nonetheless, those are the two big benefits, and you can't see, because those two needs are unconscious and connected to buried emotions, most people can't see directly that the reason for the procrastination is to stay safe and get love, approval, because it doesn't look like that. I want you to remember, well, you can't remember, but think back that when you were a kid, your needs weren't met. Maybe you can remember some of that, but that was a very unconscious and usually early thing. When you didn't get your needs met for attention, love, safety, whatever, you were angry, hurt, sad, but not all of those emotions, or maybe none of them, were safe to feel and express. So along with your unmet needs from childhood, buried in your body are the repressed emotions, the ones especially that you never felt. You've never felt the repressed ones. Some of the suppressed emotions from childhood are things that you might have felt but then pushed down. But all of that now drives the various ways of trying to get your needs met as an adult. And remember, it's just about getting the needs met as an adult. So if you can do it through procrastinating, if you get both love and safety out of that, you'll keep doing it if it works. How do you determine? I can tell you right now that that's where the procrastination is coming from. But how do you see it yourself? Well, I've planted a seed out there. In the podcast episode called The Avoidance Guide to Authentic Spirituality, I've given you the utility journal, which includes utility inquiry. So if you were going to do it on procrastination, you might say, well, I'm going to procrastinate. I'm not going to do it. Well, touche. Then sign up for mentorship. I made it easy for you. Click on the link. If you don't do that, if you take no steps, well, your system is just saying no. I need to stay safe. You don't maybe know that, but when you're ready, on the Avoidance Guide to Spirituality episode, where I show you how to do it, you would do it this way with procrastination. For 7 days, let's say, or as many days as you can, take a couple of minutes every day when something comes up, or a minute where you're procrastinating, and go into your body, and when you know you're procrastinating, just feel into your body and say, what does this mean about me? And then write it down on your journal. It could be one line, like, I'll never be successful. Or, I'm stuck. Well, it doesn't matter what it is. You just write it down. Because this is how you start to see the main duality. But it's really unconscious in the beginning. But you can start to see it on your journal. Because as you write that down, I'll invite you to go into utility inquiry and say, go into the body again, where you hold the densest energy, you could say, and say this, what do I get out of believing that? So let's say on your journal, what you believe is, I'll never be successful. So you write that down and then you do utility inquiry. But what do I get out of believing that I'll never be successful? And then you write down the answer, but I want you to look for mindy answers, which are story form. So it'd be like, well, what do I get out of believing I'll never be successful? I just won't call my boss, even though he's been wanting me to. So you write that down. That's still story or mindy. It's fine though. Just write down those things, but keep asking the utility inquiry. What do I get though out of not calling my boss? You might get another story. The mind likes to come in to kind of bamboozle. So there's a story, write it down. But what you're looking for is deep from within the body, what you actually get out of it. It's like a simple thing, an emotional need. And you have to trust yourself and keep asking, but what do I get out of that? Until you get something simple that I said on the podcast episode, the avoidance guide, you create your unmet needs list. So if you find, you're going to find things like, well, I stay safe. That's kind of the bottom line in a way. Or I get love. And now you're identifying the real utilities, so to speak, what we get out of our suffering or procrastinating. So your journal, if you do it skillfully each week, just a minute or two of inquiry will show you that you believe something at the surface. Here's the duality part. But then what's driving you at the body is something different. And what's driving you at the body level is stay safe, get love, simple emotional needs that are being met through procrastinating. That actually simplifies it, because if you look at the stories that you're telling, the surface duality or the surface part of the duality, think of an iceberg. Everything you write on the journal that you're thinking that is story or mindy is at the tip. It's just safe enough for your system to produce, for you to experience it without inquiry. And then when you do utility inquiry, it's showing you what's under the water. And so it shows you the duality. Oh, I believe things at the surface to stay safe from what I've buried. And then you're going to become curious as to, well, what am I staying safe from? And the answer is from what you've buried, but that won't be obvious from the journaling, unless you're just really intuitive or you've already started KI, the actual repression inquiry. Because that's what bamboozles people. Even if they write down, I'm staying safe by procrastinating, they can get there with their mind somewhat. Like they can say, well, yeah, of course, if I don't do that, then I don't stir up something from childhood. But they don't have direct experience of what that buried emotion is that they're staying safe from. So that you have to pick up repression inquiry. I planted the seed of the utility journal both on the free non-duality on YouTube and here on podcast in the avoidance guide, just to get you started at the cognitive level to kind of get the right context, which is that your procrastination is driven by something buried and it's unmet needs from childhood, love, safety. And then the next step is to see what are those buried emotions. That's also free. All of this is free. You go to repressiontest.com and you find out what emotions you bury the most. Then you have all your answers, but you don't have consciousness of it. You just have all your cognitive answers. You have the beginning. You now know that you procrastinate to stay safe and get love, and you're staying safe from buried emotions. But you don't have the consciousness. You're still unconscious. The main duality is still there. You start the KI practice to make the unconscious conscious, to bring what is under the water, buried, and does not arise into awareness with a specific inquiry practice. And that is not something that you can get through meditation or other forms of inquiry out there in the world. You can't get it from Eastern practices. This is something different that takes the wisdom of the East, that awareness is the foundation of our experience, present awareness, along with the insights of the West, which is the root of suffering is buried, emotional repression. And that's unconscious. And so we make the unconscious conscious within awareness on a consistent basis every day, because your procrastination consistently comes up to keep you safe. The buried emotions are consistently producing suffering for safety and love. Procrastination is one form, but it might be the form that you need to focus on, because it's the form of suffering that keeps you from doing a lot of other things, including this work. We're going to focus on that. If that's your thing, procrastination, don't think that the intensive or working one-on-one with me is out of the question. That would be you staying safe. See, from the same conditioning, you're saying, well, I would just procrastinate. Right. But that's what I mean. That's, if you wrote that down on your journal and you say, what do I get out of believing if I worked with Scott, I would just procrastinate? If you kept going past the mindy answers, you would get, well, I stay safe. Maybe get love, but stay safe at least. And right there is, see how you don't have the consciousness is all it is. You say what you say, you believe what you believe, but where does that come from? And do you have the skills to discover it? Or will you just believe that for some reason, because you've always procrastinated, that's what would happen here? That's how you stop from doing a lot of things. What I tell people is just focus on one thing. For some people, it's the only thing that can happen that makes any sense, because it's the only thing that actually brings transformation. For me, it was chronic pain. By focusing on that, I found the root of all my suffering, whatever was left and whatever had happened before. The single focus brought wisdom, because repression drives so many different forms of suffering. If you were to focus just on procrastination and narrow the focus, you would see that the same repression that drives the procrastination drives so much of your suffering. Narrow is the way, is what I say about the the 90-day intensive program. Unless you've done enough work to see very directly that your procrastination comes from buried emotions, I wouldn't put the pressure on yourself to listen to this podcast and get it, because that might be a way to keep procrastinating. I think that there's a little bit of work to take one step towards the Avoidance Guide to Authentic Spirituality podcast, learn the Utility Journal, implement that on your procrastination. Watch yourself procrastinate around that. See if you can just journal at least a couple of things like that come up. Like, I can't even do the journal. Well, okay, but do inquiry on just that. What do I get out of believing I can't do this journal? Take it all the way and see if you get safety and love. If you just get one, it's like a crack in a wall and the light starts shining through, but very, very dimly, because it's a small crack and it shows you something. And then what I've done is I've made it easy for you. It's very difficult to overcome procrastination on our own at first. And if I were to say to you, just come here and end your suffering. I mean, that's what James Clear says in his book, Atomic Habits, never to really do, is never, like, if you're going to be an Olympic athlete, you don't want to start out and say, well, I'm going to wake up today and I'm going to be an Olympic athlete, because you're not. But what you could do is put your shoes on. That's a good start. Just get started. Put your shoes on. You don't have to run, but put your running shoes on, or at least get them out of the closet. And if you tell yourself you're going to go to the Olympics, you should have that as your vision. But how are you going to do that if you're focused, because your system will hear, I'm going to have to do all that work? And it's like, no, let's just stay inside today. Just get started. That's the way out. And so what I do is I take KI, which gets to the unconscious repression, and I apply some of the stuff that James Clear talks about. He says, make it easy. So I've already made it easy for you. Even if you don't want to do the utility journal or you procrastinate, there's a free one-on-one chat with me. I made it so easy. You can click on that link. It's in the description. But wait. I can't take the procrastination away for you. So don't click on it yet. I made it easy, but I don't know if I want to work with you. We just need to talk a little bit. Because if you come to me thinking I'm going to do it, then that's another form of suffering. That's like procrastination where you don't take responsibility for the emotions that are buried. So let's just have a conversation first. And it's free. I made it easy for you. Because, you know, we'll tell any story as part of procrastination. Like, I don't have any money. Well, if you don't have any money to work with me, don't click on the link. But, I mean, if it's practically speaking, you can't pay for my services, well then, of course, now's not the right time. But if you can and your mind is using that, I still made it easy for you. That talk is free. So come and talk to me. If you're pretty serious about working with me or you're thinking about it, and it's just procrastination, because I can help with that. If you don't create a barrier around money that isn't there, for example, if you can pay for it, then that's not a real barrier. I know you might have anxiety, but seriously, don't you mind spending some money to be free if this works? See how we try to... You know, you have to find out, is this really the root of suffering? Go to science and find out. Yes, it is. It's buried emotions, and we target that here. Imagine what's going on here. Imagine that your system knows that too. And that it's doing this in a very calculated but unconscious manner. If you've been listening, you know what I mean. That if I don't make it easy for you, you'll turn KI into a mistress. You won't learn the work as we developed it. You won't get to buried emotions. You'll stay on the avoidant spiritual path. So if I don't make it easy, I can't give it away for free. If that's what you're expecting, because there have to be boundaries, that's not going to happen. That's not what I mean by making it easy. You have to put some skin in the game. Or you won't even take it seriously, is what I've learned. But if I make it easy for you to come talk to me and you already have a way to work with me, it's not money, it's more like procrastination, well, then I want to talk to you about that. Even if I have to send you some of the science and the research to show it, because sometimes we need a change in our mental perspective first before we're willing to go down into the body. But what I'm going to explain to you, which is, I'll explain it right now, so you don't have to hear it twice, is KI is safe. I want you to know that. I wouldn't have gone to my buried anger if it wasn't. Because I was always afraid of anger, like really afraid of it. There's no way that Scott Kilderby would be talking to you right now after having done repression work if it wasn't safe. And frankly, you can do it at your own pace, and your system is what drives this. I don't, and KI doesn't. So if you have repression, your system will just resist it to keep you safe. There's nothing that I can do to make that not happen, but what I can do is mentor you and show you how to meet that, and there's a bunch of stuff that you can do to end that suffering. Not a bunch even. Just learning a few tools. I mean, throughout the day, you can apply that and watch that procrastination end, because you're actually just removing, there's only one block. When we say we have a bunch of blocks, that to me is too complicated. There's really only one block. It's fear. And it's frozen in our bodies. And that fear has conditioning in it that demands that we just sit on a couch or not do this or that. It's so simple. It's a fear. But it's not just a fear of getting up and doing something. We have to look at the fear of what we would have to feel if we did that. And we can't feel those emotions. So if we sit here on the couch and we say, well, what would I have to feel if I got up? Our system bamboozles us. It says, oh, I would get hurt or something. But if we're anger repressors, that's not our fear. Our fear is of the emotion that doesn't arise there. The fear of anger. Or let's say somebody says, well, I get angry a lot, so I'm just going to sit here. I don't want to go get a job because I'll have an authority issue and I'll get angry at the boss. But actually, it's a fear of hurt and sadness, the stuff that you can't feel that creates that procrastination. And this is how procrastination goes on, because even as people become exposed to spiritual practice, they're still not getting to the unconscious repression. So when something comes up for them to investigate, it's still safer than and created by the repression. So this fear, I've heard it. I've heard all of it. I've heard things like, well, no, I'm really afraid to, I just don't want to, they'll give me a reason. Like, the reason I'm not putting up the website is because of this, this, and this. I'm like, okay. But when you go to the unconscious level, you're afraid to have a conversation about this, afraid to feel and express anger or whatever else. And then that might lead to another potential conflict here. And so you're telling yourself that at the surface, but it's just simpler at the unconscious level. It's fear. So we want to make that conscious. Instead of getting caught up in all those stories, we want to use those stories to get to the root. And when you get to the root, you accelerate the deepening. We have to do away with, like, we can just be here now and end procrastination, though. Because what's doing procrastination isn't showing up in the now. It's buried. It's trauma. So we have to, in the now, we have to make the unconscious conscious and see how we're creating the procrastination. It's not just arising. It's not there for no reason. It's not there just because we believe things about ourselves. It's there to keep us safe. And it's more like a mechanism of fear buried in the body, a mind-body connections, actually mind-body connections, than it is any of the stories that you hear or tell yourself, or frankly, a lot of the stories that you conjure up are still not it. Because our consciousness is here to keep us safe from the stuff that's buried. So it'll do it. It'll bamboozle you to no end on this whole game until you get to the root, and it gets clever. I mean, okay, I have to tell this story. I have permission to. There's a gentleman that I met a few years ago when we had developed repression inquiry, and I think he just came to see me to kind of point out that he was free. I get those clarity calls sometimes, like somebody, I don't know where it comes from. It's like I don't even know what the call's about within 5 minutes in, because they're sitting there telling me about, it's like a spiritual resume. It's like they're interviewing for a job or something. And I'm thinking, well, we're just targeting repression here for any remaining suffering. Yeah, that's really practical. And they're saying, but then I had this experience, and then since then I've just been sitting here thinking, this is the person talking. Like, I don't need to do this. I don't want to do that. I could just sit here and be okay. And I'm like, well, all right, well, why didn't you just sit there? Why'd you call me? And I know that they have something to tell me, though. They're trying to convey something to me. But until I get to the point of what we do, we can't get to it. And their consciousness is so clever that it has hid everything from them. In other words, they think that the awakening experience that they had is the reason that they don't want to do anything. And teachers will tell you that. They'll say, if you wake up to presence, what can happen until it's embodied, they'll say, some of them, is that you might not want to do this or that, or you're going to lose interest in this and that. And that's all part of awakening. Anything that's false kind of falls away. But the inability to move and do and be enthused about it and, yeah, just be embodied. That is repression in him. when he was saying that stuff, and he didn't believe me. I said, well, look, what do you mean you just want to sit there? Is that actually what you really want? And he started saying, well, I had a porn addiction a few years ago. I said, well, there's probably buried emotions. And he said, I have those cravings from time to time, but I just kind of ignore those as they come into awareness. Oh, I just let those be, and I don't go back to the porn. I said, but they're still coming up. So there's indication of repression. We know that emotional repression drives compulsion. So it's there, but I think that there's more evidence of it, I said to him, if you're willing. And we went into inquiry together, and I showed him the repression inquiry. And as he sat there, he realized that under every one of those viewpoints about being free was anger repression. And it shocked him, actually. Like, the viewpoint, I don't need to do that, was because he was angry at his dad. He was afraid to do that. But all of that was buried. And the spiritual realization and the framework and all the pointers came in to make him believe that the reason that he didn't do that was because he was awake. It was a belief. But when he went down into his body, he wanted to do that. There were all kinds of things he wanted to do. And through the course of the session, he realized that. He's like, I'm just sitting here, not because I'm awake. I said, yes, you are. You woke up to presence. But the body keeps the score. That's all you really need to know. Because there's an initial awakening that can happen, but the body still keeps the score. And the mind comes in to manage safety by saying spiritual things that aren't really true. They're not at all true. Actually, it's just still fear. So what I invite people to do is, through KI, is move from procrastination all the way into enthusiasm. Now, that's crazy sounding, but here's how it goes. It starts with procrastination because you're holding your energy back, your emotions. And what you will do first with us or with me is just start seeing the suffering go away, the ways that you create suffering to stay safe and get love and block yourself and procrastinate. So energetically, you're going to start coming online. It won't happen all at once because your system doesn't want that. It wants to try to stop you and procrastinate, but we capitalize on all of that, actually. We capitalize on what your system gives us because it won't give us buried emotions until you're skillful and you get to them. But what it'll give us is procrastination. What it will give us is, oh, you're not reaching out to me. You signed up, but you're disconnecting. It's giving us things that we can work with. Even when people have addictions, it's like, oh, it's giving us something to work with. Because, you know, the people that are hardest to work with are like that guy who thinks that there's nothing going on and he's already clear and awake. When, you know, that guy exposes himself to later diseases like me. So luckily, I could get through to him. But look, be grateful, even though it's suffering, for the suffering, because you can see that you have repression with it. If you have trouble seeing your suffering, did you bypass? Did that happen? And are you suffering? Because the body keeps the score, your mind doesn't. Nor does your present experience reveal it. Because when I was living in that, I had these repression years. After the first couple of years of awakening, where there were all the byproducts of joy, peace, love, bliss, to one degree or another. And then it dulled out slowly, and then cancer. And later on, addiction and chronic nerve pain, spinal stenosis, because the anger repression wasn't met. But when the honeymoon period was over, the byproducts, I went into this period of I just call it the repression years, an aimlessness, but present, disconnected, stuck in emptiness almost, not embodied, and therefore no enthusiasm. No even real inspiration after the first 3 years of awakening, just the presence. And when you have repression, it's repression. I got really sick, actually. But I went from procrastination to enthusiasm. on my path. I just took too long because I didn't get to buried anger, and I'm inviting you not to take so long. Don't do a pit stop with the awareness practices that don't get to buried emotions, because that's what it is. It's part of the avoidant path, where now we have presence, but we have, like that guy, no sense of what's going on. And being told and believing that somehow awakening is about just sitting there and doing nothing. No. That's trying to escape life is what it is. Disconnect from the body, disconnect from relationship and life. When you come back into the body, your awakening opens. You open to life, to what you are, to relationship, to your own authenticity, to doing what you want to do and actually being able to do it. Like being able to follow through. Why? Because you removed every story? That's an endless game of processing things that arise. No, because every day you stayed focused on the one root of suffering, which just might happen to be showing up visibly as procrastination. But we're going to use that. You see, this is why we moved to mentorship instead of sessions. We could never get to things like this for people. I would have a session with somebody and then I would not see them and they would go into their procrastination and they would show up for love and approval to the next session and safety. But we couldn't end the suffering. With mentorship, if you start with me and you start to procrastinate, guess what? I'm still here. It's month long. And the 90 days is 3 months long. And that's what some people really, really need, is they need somebody to love them like that. That's what Dan and I did with each other. We both had anger repression and we just sat there and loved each other by staying true to this earnest process of discovering the root of suffering. And that's what I'm going to do. But I'm not going to be codependent. I'm not going to do it for you. I'm not going to go into sessions and carry you. I want to empower you. I want to show you this work. I want you to catch yourself in your own patterns. Why would I want anything else? I don't want to teach you. You can't teach people about how unconscious repression drives suffering. I'm on podcast expressing myself. I'm not teaching. You can't point to living and embodying what you are. Where are you going to point to? Try it. Try pointing to you living and embodying your freedom. Wait, there's no way, because it's the suffering's driven by the unconscious. We can't point to the unconscious. We can't point to what's buried. We can't point to the missing experience that creates procrastination. We can only look at the procrastination, take skillful inquiry to the root that's buried every day, and watch the magic happen. But it won't happen. One last point. It just won't happen if you procrastinate when you come here, because that's what you want, to stay safe. But remember, what I'm going to be here to remind you, if I work with you, that yes, your conditioning is showing you when you do inquiry that the procrastination is there to keep you safe and get you love. And if you'll come into alignment with that with me and work on the idea that you're doing anything else, like, because what we do is we tell ourselves, no, Scott, I really want to be free. And I know you do, because what we really are does, and that's real. But I want you to take seriously that if you don't face the procrastination, you'll take that with you everywhere you go on an avoidant path. You could hear the highest heart sutra. There might be something after KI that makes KI look like, you know, it's a machete that makes KI look like a plastic knife. It doesn't matter. You'll take the buried emotions to that too. That's why I'm saying focus on the procrastination with me. It would be the one thing that you would think that would stop you from working with me. And it's actually the one thing in your life that might just be visible enough for you to get free. So if you're interested, let's talk first, because I'm not inviting everybody who's procrastinating to come talk to me. Just a few things here is I would like you to be able to work with me. So if you're someone, you just don't have the money for it, then hold off. There are other services. Go to repressiontest.com and see those other services on our newsletter. But if your real barrier is procrastination, as I said, click on the link if it's not money. Or if it's money and you know it's tied to procrastination, click on the link. Because I just want to talk to people who are in a place in their life where they recognize something, which is they just can't end the procrastination. And that they're listening to something new here that they might not have consciousness of. And so taking that one step is sometimes all that certain people need. Because once you get the right context and the right practice, the procrastination stops sabotaging you. So all you need to do is sort of take that step and click that link. And for the rest, if money is a barrier, let me see what else would be a barrier to coming to talk to me for free. Oh, you don't want to do one-on-one talk? Some people are one-on-one work.